Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got Feel Good Friday coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation, if you want to start having those roll in on the text. Right. Also, Play, Win, Give coming up. Your chance at $500. We'll turn around and match it for your favorite charity. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. And real quick, before we get to our boy Nick and his Flatliners interviews with Ellen Page and the rest of the cast, Beyonce got a new song out there.
Oh, yeah?
Beyonce posted on Instagram a remix of J Balvin and Willie Williams' hit single, Mi Gente. Now, you may not recognize the title, but you've heard this song if you've gone anywhere in Latin America or you've gone to Latin night at any club.
Okay.
It's her first new material since giving birth to the twins in June. She's given all the proceeds to help aid Puerto Rico, Mexico, and other affected Caribbean islands. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
The remix.
Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper lo mío, todos se mueven. La fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes. Mi gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere. Si el ritmo está en tu cabeza, ahora suéltate y mueve los pies. Me encanta cuando el bajo suena, empezamos a subir de nivel.
Y toda mi gente se mueve.
La fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes.
Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
Not bad, right?
What's she saying?
Beyonce, she's basically talking about dancing. She says, with everything I do, everybody moves. The party I carry in my jeans. She says, I'm the queen of the little ones. The nenes, like little kids.
Got a whole party in her pants.
Yeah. And my people don't stop. Nobody wants to leave when they're here. So she's basically singing about dancing and partying.
Cool.
Not bad. She did a great job.
That'd be so hard to do.
Yeah.
When you don't speak the language at all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you could tell she worked hard on that one.
Telling you every word, yeah. 100%.
Good job, Beyonce. All the proceeds again, going to Puerto Rico, Mexico, and all affected Caribbean islands, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And now, back from Los Angeles. Ooh. Hello, world traveler.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
How's it going?
What's up, Nick?
Not much. I got to go on another press junket.
That was pretty fun.
So lucky.
So exciting. They treat you like royalty when you go on these things. They put you in a fancy hotel in L.A.
Free room service.
Yes.
Room service and everything. Ooh.
Yeah. They seriously tell you, get whatever you need in your room.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, they want you to go in feeling good to that movie you're about to
see. Yeah. So what'd you go out there for, Nick?
It was for the new movie Flatliners, which is in theaters today.
Which is a remake.
It's a remake. The first movie was made back in the 90s, and it starred Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts when they were super young.
Right?
Yeah, they were engaged for like a year.
Yeah, and
real secret. And then
did he dump her the day before the wedding, or did she dump him?
I thought it was her.
And then she ran off with Jason Patrick.
Oh,
I know too much.
I know too much.
She was like often a runaway bride, yeah. Right?
Yeah, and so they remade this movie. It stars Ellen Page. We know her as Juno.
Yep.
And it stars Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries. Diego Luna from Rogue One is in this, yeah. And a few other people. So I got to sit down with Ellen Page, a newcomer. He's a British guy. His name's James Norton.
Uh-huh.
And then a girl named Kersey Clemons. And if you saw Neighbors 2, she was one of the main sorority girls in that. And she's also going to be in the Justice League coming up soon.
Wow. What is she playing, do you know?
She is the Flash's love interest.
Oh, the Flash.
Yeah, so she'll also be in the Flash movie, too. Yeah. So you'll be seeing a lot of her soon.
Okay.
Who would want to date the Flash?
I don't know.
But you had to take them on
so fast.
You had to take on three at a time.
Right?
Yeah, so the intimidating thing is, you're right, Jenna, so there's three of them. They're sitting across from me, and they say, you got 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Well, you flew all the way there.
Yep. Well, that's all the way there.
For three minutes?
Yeah. 3 minutes. Yep.
4-star hotel stay.
The worst part is someone's usually sitting behind the camera doing three and then doing two and then counting down. So you're trying to play it cool as you're just stressing out.
So, 3 minutes.
So there's the three people, and Jenna's right. And just off camera behind one of them, there's a guy with literally a stopwatch.
And they're judgy about your questions. You could see them shaking their head like they don't approve of that one. Or they smirk like, oh, that was stupid.
Yeah, but you're right. It is good when there's 20 other people in the room. They clear out a hotel room. They just take away the bed and the desk and stuff, and it's just a hotel room. And it's nice when you hear like the camera guy kind of giggle at a question you ask, because they hear the same boring questions
like, my mind
over and over.
So you got some giggles?
I think I did. Okay, I'm pretty sure I did. Good. And so the movie, what it's about is it's these medical students, and they're trying to figure out what happens right when you die. What do you do? Do you see the bright lights? Do you float above your body? What happens? And so they figure out how to stop your heart and
bring you back.
And then bring you back.
Because of doctors. Mm-hmm.
And nice. Then they,
because they're playing God.
Yeah. And they start getting... they start playing with it. So the first person, they may go under for 30 seconds. They're dead for 30 seconds. And then they keep trying to top each other. Oh. I want to do it for 2 minutes. It's I like want to do it for 4 minutes.
Oh, it's God. Like the passing out game, but on steroids, it seems like. No, it's too scary.
I'm not playing that game.
So, yeah, I'm here with Ellen Page, a British guy, James Norton, and Kirstie Clements, and I decided to try and have a little fun with them at first.
Okay.
Well, guys, I gotta say, one of my favorite things about watching this movie, you guys had very convincing dead faces. Mm-hmm. You guys were really good at that. And you also had really good wake up from flatlining and the gasps and stuff. I love seeing how everyone did a little differently. So I wanted to see if I can maybe do mine for you.
Oh, my
maybe
gosh.
I could be like another member of the crew.
That's great. Okay.
So what do I need to know? A few quick notes before I... We call scene.
You have a long tube down your right. throat, all the way down, which is...
That's not true.
Well, we did. But yeah, you
intubated.
Do.
We did.
Intubated.
Intubated.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it was not that long.
No, no, it's but like, long. As in the reality of the...
Right.
The reality is that you're... You know, you're the,
I thought...
Okay, when acting...
Yeah, we're
and
acting.
And pretending. There's the intubator.
I see. Right? I get
and it's
that.
Down your throat, so right. it's dry, and it's like cough, and I spit everywhere.
And just before cough. You're brought back, you're yeah. shocked, obviously, through the defibrillator, yeah. uh-huh. so you have to really lurch your mm-hmm. chest forward.
Okay, and from
so
the CPR, your chest, your ribs hurting. Might... Some ribs might be broken.
So do I need to have my eyes opened or closed?
Yeah,
open. Okay, so someone can direct me.
Okay,
and just 3, 2, 1, and I'll like wake up.
Me do it?
Well, no, black clear. People director, let me do it.
Yeah, you okay. do.
All right, and you ready?
We should give it clear, no? Clear.
Okay, you act.
Charge, 300, clear.
Action. You gotta wake up.
And I wake up? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
On the clock.
3, 2, 1.
On the clock.
So
3, 2, 1, action.
Whoa, you're so good!
You missed this, though.
Yeah. Oh, the,
yeah.
the jump.
And you gotta go from, you know.
Low-key, I was like, damn, I'm gonna have to, like, this will be weird. You know? You did really good.
I guess
good.
I didn't make the cut, but.
You wanted to do that so bad, didn't you?
I did.
You were watching?
I really did. Yeah, I did. It was
I'm
great. So, you guys, you're medical students, so there's tons of medical terms. Do you guys, A, remember any of the cool terms that you had to say on camera? And B, do you remember what they really mean?
Yeah, asystole.
Asystole, that's one of your favorites.
Amygdala. Yeah.
Amygdala. My thing was, because in the UK we have different terminology. So, mm-hmm. like, we say adrenaline, you say epinephrine. Is that right? I keep saying that.
They're, I don't know.
What is epinephrine?
Like, adrenaline is adrenaline, but epinephrine... What's- is the EpiPen.
Okay, so we call that,
so
we say adrenaline.
That, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So there were words which I had to really, like, struggle with, right. but epinephrine is mine.
Do we say epinephrine?
Yeah. I said it in the scene, actually, which is cut.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, I was saying, do we say
mine's
epinephrine?
Cut.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
I have no idea.
Well, guys, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So the part that's hard with the three people is sometimes they'll talk forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can only ask a few questions
up.
And then time's
yeah.
up. But,
and Ellen Page said nothing?
Not much.
She said
not
a much. Little there. You got her. You, yeah. At least you got her to smile. I would expect mm-hmm. her to be pretty
it looked,
cold.
Mm-hmm. It looked like Ellen was trying to figure out Nick the whole time.
She's like, what's this guy doing?
Is this guy really?
There's a little bit more we're going to post on KidNation.com from the interview, but yeah. That was the fun stuff. And you guys know me. When I go somewhere, I like to pack as much in as possible.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm only there for a little bit.
So, you're a tourist.
I am, but so I got to go see the James Corden show.
Awesome.
I got to go sit in the audience for that. That was really fun.
Who was the guest? Do you remember?
Dame Judi Dench.
Uh-huh.
And Dame. Kyle MacLachlan from Twin Peaks.
Dame.
Wasn't
Judy.
The best
and
guest
Sex
ever,
in the
but.
City.
Yeah, and Sex in the City. Yeah. That's right. So, but it was really cool seeing, you know, one of my favorite late night guys right now do this thing. That was really
it
neat.
Similar to other late night shows?
It was very similar. And you know, I've gotten to sit in, I saw Idol Live, I've seen Saturday Night Live, Colbert, and now James Corden. And when you guys saw Fallon, was it really quiet in there? I feel like
yeah.
I can't hear most of
They're
what's going
strict.
On. Yeah. There's not big speakers.
Yeah, they don't have speakers, so you have to really hear what's going on in the stage.
Yeah, so I'm 20 feet away from James Corden, and I still really can't hear what he's saying.
It's almost like the interview, they're having a conversation with the celebrity, and you can't hear what that conversation
is. Right. It's like when you see a celebrity in a restaurant with another celebrity, and you're trying to listen in.
It's really weird.
Oh, also at this super fancy hotel, I went to the rooftop, the swanky rooftop restaurant to get dinner at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a press guy. I've seen him before. I don't remember his name. And he was there with two people. And I couldn't tell who they were. And so the next day, someone else, we were all in a room. You just hang out. Someone else said, hey, who are you having dinner with? And he said, oh, that was John Travolta and Shania Twain.
Oh, shut up.
I saw the back of John Travolta's head.
What?
Yeah. Look at you, Nick.
How about that?
Did you look confused?
Was it clothed in hair?
He had a hat on. No wig that day, I guess.
And you didn't confuse two black guys this time?
I didn't.
That was the best.
But exciting news for the next big celebrity interview we have, Big Al.
Yo.
You said your schedule is clear. I asked you the other day if your schedule is clear.
Oh, nice.
You remember this? I said, hey, do you have some time off?
Yeah.
We actually have two people here that are going to interview this person, but at different times. Part-time Justin is going to interview this person on a red carpet premiere.
Uh-huh.
Big Al is going to sit down, do the same thing I just did the next day with Tyler Perry.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling really sick now.
I'm so excited.
We couldn't get him in studio, so I said, can we get two interviews with him?
Sure. Just in case you're wondering how a Big Al interview goes, here's Big Al with Chris Rock.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Big Al.
Chris Rock.
How's it going?
What's happening, my brother?
Cannot complain.
Before we talk movie, let me say this. I saw you on Oprah the other day, you and Bernie. You guys just seem like such, such homeboy. Are you guys really that tight?
Yeah, we're tight, man.
Yeah. Did he, let me just tell you this up front. I am a co-host on this show. We are a morning show here in Dallas, a syndicated show. So I'll be handling you myself.
Mm.
One, two, three, four. How did you?
I can't wait.
Painful.
Let's burn that.
So we're going to have a Big Al versus Justin interview off?
Yes. Oh. I'm such a big Tyler Perry fan. I watch all of Madea's. Oh, so good. Are you a big fan, Big Al?
I've seen a few Madea's.
Yeah, what's your favorite quote?
Yeah, which one? Just pick one.
Madea goes to...
Oh, no.
Quote.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Feel Good Friday. We'll see how those interviews go. That's making me feel good.
This is so exciting.
I can't wait. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call and tell us, why are you going into the weekend smiling? What's that good news that you got for us? What's happening in the world for you? As long as it makes a smile, we want to hear about it. We'll do Feel Good Friday next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good.
We want to feel good, Kid Nation.
Yeah, man.
It's time for Feel Good Friday. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But only with feel-good stuff.
That's it. That's all. Nothing else.
Yeah. We want to feel good this morning. I feel really good because it's my day to go have lunch with my son at school. They let us go in there and we get to go have lunch with them.
Nice.
And I get to actually buy him lunch and bring it to him.
So, oh, really?
Oh, outside lunch is the biggest deal when you're in school.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's like...
McDonald's?
Oh my God, it's like so kids have never seen it before.
I was getting kind of scared because I'm going to have to haul butt right when we get done with the show to make it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's what he wants. He wants McDonald's. Sure. I don't know if they're going to be selling the regular items.
Oh,
still breakfast.
I don't know.
White Cheddar seems to think I should be okay in the clear.
You'll be okay. Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah, that's all the first world problem.
Is the breakfast menu still on?
Yeah. You got a Feel Good Friday, Al?
You know what? I was leaving the house this morning, and I looked at what I had on, and I went back and changed clothes.
I thought you wore it anyway.
I was feeling good.
You went back and changed.
I went back and changed because I said, I think Kelly would probably say I'm giving up today, as she just did.
I was going for a joke. What were you wearing?
I was wearing the shorts that you hate.
Uh-huh.
And
the chopped off ones.
Yeah. And just a t-shirt. And so I changed. I said, you know, Kelly will probably say, this is give up Friday. So I went back and put on actual long jeans.
That's good. You made an effort.
A little bit of a button-up shirt.
I will say that maroon wine-colored workout outfit.
Yeah.
I love monochromatic workout outfits. Yeah. That's my favorite thing you've worn recently.
Look at that.
Holla.
More of the leisure wear.
I love a guy in new, athletic wear.
Athletic wear. What are you feeling good, Jenna?
Because it's almost October. And on Sunday, the whole day, I'm filming Halloween makeup tutorials.
Are you really?
Yeah, lot of people have asked me in the past how I've done like Day of the Dead or how I do. I have actually, I'm going to do some like surprise ones. So I'm going to film makeup tutorials and see what people think. I'm doing like the full dress up with Weeze too.
Be on the lookout for that.
Very cool.
That's really cool. Kelly, why are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good because I get to go to a fall festival this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
With the kids?
With the kids. It's going to have bounce houses.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
I'm going to meet neighbors.
Face painting?
I hope so, JP.
They always have face painting. Yeah.
It's a neighborhood fall festival.
They have cider.
I hope so. It's BYOC, bring your own cider.
That actually sounds really fun.
That does sound pretty good. I want to go. I might crash that one. Let's go to the phones here. Tasha, welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Hey.
Hey, Jenna's probably going to love yours. What are you doing?
What?
So there is a convention in Lexington, Kentucky. It's called Scarefest, and they do everything horror movie, and I love it.
What?
So this year it's... Yeah, I've gone like 3 times, and I really love it every time. But this year, it's super special because my mom is getting to go with me. And ever since I was a kid, she said she was going to marry Freddy Krueger. Like, she loves Freddy Krueger movies.
Aww.
And Robert Englund is going to be there.
Freddy Krueger himself.
And I managed to get tickets so she gets to meet him and get his autograph.
That's awesome, Tasha.
Daughter of the year right there.
That's Jenna's...
That's so something my mom and I would love to do as well.
You guys have fun out there, Tasha. Thank you for your call.
Lexington, Kentucky. What a blast. I've never heard about that.
Speaking of scaring people real quick, a little tidbit news. There was a dad that tried to discipline his kid last weekend.
Uh-huh.
He dressed up as a clown and scared to scare her into behaving. She didn't know it was her dad, so she ran to the neighbor's house.
Oh,
the
no.
neighbor got scared and then ended up shooting the dad.
Oh!
Yeah.
Shooting it?
No. He survived it.
Can't scare anyone anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He was. He ended up being charged with child endangerment, including panic.
So he must have been the clown or the shooter?
The clown, the dad. Yeah. He survived it, though. He could have been way worse.
The guy that shot him didn't get in trouble.
No, because he was, you know. He
trying
was
to check his kid.
He was reacting.
Wow.
Scarefest right there.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Amy.
Yes.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday.
Hello.
Hey
Hello.
There.
Why are you feeling good today, Amy?
I made it through my first week of my new job.
Oh, I bet you're tired.
Congrats.
What are you doing?
I work at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, Slinging Wings!
B-Dubs! We love B-Dubs.
Yeah, we do. That's why we have B-Dubs Music Hangouts.
Yeah, man.
Well, come on over and I'll cook you all some food.
All right then, Amy. Right. You have fun out there at B-Dubs this weekend.
Yeah, busy weekends these days at
tips.
B-Dubs.
Yeah. During football season, make yourself a lot of money. Come on.
There's one right beneath the gym where I work out.
Yeah, that's
so after I work out, I smell it and I'll go in and like catch the end of a game.
From the text,
yeah.
Feel Good Friday, our new guide dog puppy in training arrives at the airport tonight. Boyfriend Kyle and I will spend the next year training him to become a CNI dog. That's from Amy.
That's
really cool.
Awesome.
I would want to do that, but I don't think I'd be very good at the training.
I can't even train mine to stay. I can get him to sit, but he won't stay.
Hi, Marina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Why are you feeling good this morning?
My friend Nikki and I won tickets to the 100th episode premiere of The Walking Dead in Los Angeles.
Good for you.
Awesome.
It was a surprise. I never win anything.
Yeah. Well, good for you, man.
You can't say that now because you won.
Yeah, right?
Yes. And then the following weekend, we're going to actually be meeting some of the cast members from The Walking Dead.
Some of the walkers?
That's
cool. No, actually the main cast members.
The characters.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
You
might.
I'm pretty excited. We're going to meet them at Walker Soccer Con in Atlanta.
Cool.
That's cool. You guys have fun out there. You'll meet Kelly's husband's twin, Negan.
Mm.
He still looks like him, right?
He does.
Yeah.
The other day, I really looked up at him, and I'm like, wow, he really does look like this guy. Sometimes you just catch him in the right light, in the right scruff.
That's my Negan.
No, that's my Negan.
Hi, Priscilla.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. We're just we're feeling good over here on this Feel Good Friday. That's all. Why are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good because we're going to have a customer appreciation this weekend for the pawn shop in Brunswick, Georgia. We've just been impacted by Irma, and all of our customers have been kind of down. So we're just trying to start off a positive weekend, some good vibes,
Bringing
up the music.
Very cool.
Having a good time.
Well, you guys will have fun at the pawn shop, appreciating all those customers.
Right.
Happy Friday. Let's take a couple more here. Chris is on the phone with us, you guys. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys, I got the biggest smile on my face thinking about Big Al in full Madea costume.
That's
sitting across
right.
from Tyler Perry. Interview.
There you go. You just That's gave it. Him the idea. Thank
we,
you.
We can get your makeup done.
Kid would love it.
Yeah. Kid would love it. In fact,
do it
Al's
for
doing
kid.
It. Do it for Kid, Al.
Oh, it goes without saying he's doing it.
Do it for Kid and for Chris.
That just made me tear up.
You too, Chris.
You.
It's Chris's Feel Good Friday, so if you don't do it, his Feel Good Friday is going to be void.
You may have just saved the interview.
You did save the interview. You might beat Justin now. Justin and Big Al are having an interview off.
Oh, it's
with
competition.
Tyler Perry. Yeah, because we're going to play them both.
Why can't they both do well?
They can.
We can.
We want them both to do well. We want two good interviews.
Or bomb so miserably that it's hilarious.
Exactly,
it's
Kelly.
It's one or the other.
We either have the way bottom.
You don't want to be
really
mediocre.
High.
Nothing right in the middle where it's like, that's fine. That was a nice interview. No.
You got this, Al.
One way or the other.
Oh, boy.
What up, Brad? Or B-Rad?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey buddy.
What's up, man? How are you feeling? Good.
Good. Hey, I had a very strange dream last night. My wife and I were in a hot tub with Kelly and Alan.
Oh, no, you weren't.
The weird part about the dream is that my wife was shaving my back and Kelly was shaving Alan's back. And we were just in the hot tub stewing each other's
in
back shaving.
And there's hair in there now.
Yeah,
freshly
it was
shaved.
Pretty disgusting.
Yeah, that's your Feel Good Friday, huh?
I woke up.
You woke up. My man. Thank you, Brad.
What a weird dream.
Abracabunga.
I'm very flattered, though, that we seeped into your subconscious.
Yeah, look at that. Shaving back something in the hot tub.
Abracabunga.
Yeah. All right, now. Hey, Kid Nation, how would you like to win up to $500 right now?
Yeah, man.
It's time for Play, Win, Give. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take caller number...
21.
Caller number 21, you get to play for $500, and then we'll turn around and match it for your favorite charity next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Play, Win, Give is the name of the game. By the way, we just got this Feel Good Friday that came in.
Okay.
My Play, Win, Give check came in the mail yesterday. Whoop, whoop.
Hey now.
Feel Good Friday, that's love. Becky with the good hair. Now, Becky, she won $400. We turned around, matched it, and gave it to her favorite charity, which was the American Cancer Society.
All right. That's a win-win.
Glad Becky got her check. Now, let's get somebody else paid. Our contestant for this morning is you, Dawn.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
I'm
Dawn.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, Dawn. What are you up to this morning?
I am on my way to daycare for my one-year-old, Maya.
Maya, and then you're off to work?
Yes, sir.
What do you do, Dawn?
I work at Orion Instruments in Baton Rouge. We design magnetic level indicators.
Whoa. Magnetic level indicators.
Wow.
Whoa. Sounds important. I have no idea what it is, but that sounds really cool.
Over my head.
Yeah. Well, Don, here's how Play, Win, Give works, okay? We're going to give you five questions. Each one's worth $100. You get them all right, you get $500. You get four, you get $400. But then we turn around and we match that and we give it to your favorite charity. And who would you like to donate to today?
I'm
going to
give to the Hurricane.
Hello?
Don?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose you, Don?
What?
Oh, there she is. Away for a minute. Okay.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
Stay wherever you're at so we don't lose you again. So the hurricane what?
Hurricane relief for Puerto Rico.
Oh,
so, Maria.
Good they
for
need
you.
That.
Good
look
for
at you.
You.
And Beyonce, by the way, is doing the same thing with the song she just released, Mi Gente. She's helping out with Hurricane Maria. All right, cool. Well, we just got to get to the questions and get you paid, okay, Dawn?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Jenna's got your first question.
Okay. What rapper was made fun of for his dancing in a video for Hotline Bling?
Drake.
Yay!
That's $100. Big Al Mac?
Yep. Dawn. Kenzie, Kason, and Chloe are related to which member of the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
JC.
Yay!
That's my wife, my son, and my daughter.
All right. Yeah. I have a hard one, I think. We'll see.
Kelly.
You just have to think. Just think.
Okay.
It might just pop in your head. What is the only letter that does not appear in the name of a United State?
Oh, my goodness. Is this the joke or is this?
No, it's a real.
It's
no,
a,
no. What
no,
letter
it's
does
deal.
Not? What letter does not appear in any of the names of the United States? A legitimate answer.
Any other names of the United States. Okay. I may be like going out there. X.
No, that's a good
guess. No, 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 no,
That Texas has X in it.
I have to admit, I thought about it.
Like, if you think, there's a couple of rare letters, so.
Like, where's Z? Z is not in the state. Arizona, now I was thinking of Tennessee.
Arizona.
Tennessee, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We ruined Al's joke. Yeah. Sorry, Al.
Sorry, Al.
I'll tell you what.
I'm sorry.
That Mac raspberry chemistry just isn't there.
Not clicking today.
Tennessee.
The letter was Q. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. You still got. Okay. You got $200. You can still win $200 more. You got two questions left.
Okay.
Kelly Raspberry has what color hair?
Red.
Yep.
We would also accept chestnut
or gray.
All right. One more, and I know. I believe I have confidence in you. We'll get this. George Clooney, Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, Michael Keaton, and Ben Affleck have all played what superhero?
Batman.
Oh, yay!
$400 for you.
Hey! $400
yay!
For hurricane relief in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Maria, Don, what are you going to do with your $400?
Oh, Lord,
send
it for my daughter, of course.
There you go.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go. Take care in Baton Rouge, okay?
Thank you. Y'all too.
All right. You have a wonderful weekend, Don. Hold on for us. We'll get you set up with your money right there.
Shout out WFML.
We'll come back next week, too, with it. Play, win, give. Hook you up and your favorite charity just like that. Five simple questions, except that one United States one. So that one's a toughy one. But now that we know, Q. We learned something.
We did. It was educational.
We learned something.
Yeah.
You know what else is educational?
What?
Jenna.
Are you ready for me?
Oh, we're ready. It's time for That's What I Like, but before we get to That's What I Like, Jenna, there was a request for you.
What? Oh.
Sophia wrote me on Twitter and said, I'm trying to find the clip of Jenna singing Bad by Michael Jackson. Help. So I responded, I got your back. I'll play it tomorrow at least 10 times.
No.
And she reminded me this morning. I had forgotten about it, Jenna.
Why does she want to hear it so bad?
I don't know. She wrote me and said, please tell me you haven't done this yet. Ooh. Well, Sophia Miranda, here you go.
You know I'm bad. You know I'm bad.
Hey.
I'm bad. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. And the whole world has to answer right now just to tell you once again.
Who's bad?
All right.
There you go. Hey, when you're requested, Jenna, you have to.
You have to, you man. Have to we got to play
it.
The hits.
That's how you do it, right?
Oh, it makes me cringe inside. I'm going to be totally thrown off my game. So I'm going to make you guys suffer out of the gate.
What?
No,
but we
I'm
got
kidding.
Gifts last week.
Yeah, you get gifts again this week.
Yeah.
You do get gifts again, but I'm saying you might not like this gift because I heard it hurts a little bit to take off. But.
Ew.
10 minutes is the perfect amount of time for any beauty regimen, right?
Yeah.
So last week, what I have you guys do? Animal masks.
Yeah, cool animal masks.
Some people have been snapping me photos of those. So, JC, I know you're a huge fan of these.
Yeah.
What do you love? The Biore?
Oh, I love Biore strips.
Okay, so I got the charcoal ones. I did some charcoal research since it's so trendy, and it just says that it cleanses better than anything else. It's purifying. So I got you all these. They're black.
Uh-huh.
You do them on for 10 minutes. You got to wet your nose a little bit so you can use my water. But everyone put on a nose strip. It gets all the dirt out of your nose.
Okay.
Pores.
It gets the dirt out of your
nose. I have a beauty
pores.
Gift for you every week because don't you want to get pretty for the weekend?
Sure.
I sure do.
Cleans out your clogged pores out.
So you throw those on, all right? As you put those on, I'm going to start with what I don't like. This is one that I do like. This is just a Biore charcoal nose strip. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't tried it yet myself. I've just been so curious. So I want to be in on this with you.
What do we do?
So it looks like the regular.
All you got to do is get your nose a little bit damp before you put it on. Okay. Yeah, it's just like the regular one.
Which side do I put on? The furry side or the sticky side? The sticky side, right?
Sticky would make sense.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. And use my water.
All right.
Can you get those on? Have you guys heard of something called tinstagramming?
What's tinstagramming?
Is it a tanner for your Instagram?
Tanner? Yeah, tinter. No. I didn't even know there was an expression for this, but this is something I do not like. I'm going to call it bumblegramming as well. This is a thing. This is because Tinder and Bumble have it to where you can link up your Instagram profile with your dating app account. When you don't match with someone, you then get a message from that person. You'll get messages in your inbox all the time from guys like, I saw you on Bumble.
Oh, yeah.
But we weren't a match. So you're going to message me on social media. It doesn't make any sense.
You're basically stalking the person at
that
point.
They just want a chance.
What was that, Trey?
Well, you may not have come across them yet, and they're just trying to be proactive.
How do they know that you did reject them, you know? They don't really, not a definitive.
They
like
just
Trey
saw
said,
your
they might
Instagram,
have thought you just didn't see them.
And you haven't been able to swipe left or right on them yet, so they're just trying to get the ball rolling.
Or you've rejected them, but apparently this is a thing. And
or they're super creeps. Yeah,
yeah, Tenstagramming or Bumblegramming. Huh. I think that's a foul, and a lot of other, especially women, agree that's a foul. We'll swipe on you when we come across you if we like you. All right, JC.
Yeah.
How are these strips feeling?
I gotta wet my nose.
It feels like a regular Biore strip, but I like that I look like a football player, so people aren't gonna judge me.
I'm like wetting my nose with water. Okay.
I feel good.
Okay, JC, I have a song for you.
Okay.
You heard me playing this last week, and you said that it sounded like someone you love, but why don't you go ahead and play? I came across this rapper I've never heard of, and I'm like, this is a good song. Check this one out.
He comes in after this. I said, man, that sounds a lot like Eminem. I know it's not him.
Yeah, you're like, that sounds like that's Eminem, huh?
Right.
It's not.
I said, Yellow Wolf, who is it?
Yeah, right. And so I was like, why haven't I heard of this guy before? He sounds really good. This is a good poppy sounding rap song. His name's NF. And then I figured out why we haven't heard of him. He's a Christian rapper.
Oh.
Oh, let me hear it again.
Now you want to listen?
I wonder.
Well, he's not singing about God.
Okay.
But he's not going to drop.
You know, he's not swearing. He's actually been around for a couple years. NF, that's his name.
Yeah.
I've listened to a couple other songs. I'm more of a cherry picker. I just like listening to good singles sometimes.
Yeah.
And this one's his newest, Let You Down. It just came out this year recently.
When you told me his name, I think some people, when we talked about Eminem or this guy Token that I really like in the past, they've told me about NF and said, if you like those guys, this guy would be a great guy to listen
to.
So
there you go. I don't listen to a whole lot of like Christian music, and I actually really like that. So I had no idea it was a Christian rapper until I did some research. All right. And then here's something else that sounds good for you. If you're looking for a job, you know, send out resume after resume. I came across this viral video of this guy who took a different approach, and apparently people really like it.
Okay.
He made his resume a rap song. He rapped his resume in a video.
Pretty smart.
You guys heard this yet?
Take a listen to this.
I got internship on internship inside my resume. In that visual communications, I got BFA. Every time I get behind computer, I make a souffle. I can fix your homie website, I can even illustrate. Wasn't born with this, I've grown with this throughout my education. I perform with this on daily basis, I be detonating for my job. At casino, great bambino with a mouse. Still live at my mama's house, but I'm cool with moving out. To the Big Apple. Working for you, yeah, I'm cool with that. I already got a Mac, might as well be there on the map. You should hire me, not simply cause I emailed an inquiry, but cause it ain't a secret, you won't find this in a diary. That I'm a hard worker, and you can criticize, and I won't take it personal, I know there's room to rise. I hope this emphasize that for the job I'm fit, and if you're penny wise, then you'll realize I'm really it. It's legit, never quit, I'm a different
I would hire that guy.
And it actually sounds good.
I would hire that guy.
It's his first and only video. His name's Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Dwayne. Yeah. Rapping for a job at VaynerMedia. Yeah, 3 days later, the video had over 1 million views, and the whole internet, of course, is behind him. Like, they want him to get this job.
Heck yeah, man.
He wants to move to New York just for this internship at this agency. He lives with his mother right now. He has all these computer skills. He even has an It reference in the video to this Kendrick Lamar.
Pennywise.
Still no word on if he's gotten the internship.
How do you not? You gotta hire
He's gotta
guy.
Have it.
You gotta
I mean,
hire
somebody
it.
Else has gotta steal him.
I found this last week. This was yesterday. There's still no word on if he got this job, so I promise to let you guys know, because I'm really rooting for him as well.
But he wants to move to New York.
Yeah, just for his internship here. For his
I know, that's
job.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, let's get him here.
Well, Dwayne, if you don't get hired there, you make sure you check out ZipRecruiter.com.
Yeah, can we post videos now? That is so cool that he did that.
That's really cool. I love it.
Is that your final? That's what I like, Jenna?
I mean, I have lots of things I like if you want me to continue, if you want me to do more.
Are we supposed to take off our strips
not
now?
Yet. No, not yet. 10 minutes.
Okay.
How long has it been?
You want me to give you another one?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, so you know when you see like Oreos, the new flavor of Oreos or any of that new stuff that comes out in the grocery store and you're like, well, where do I get those? Yeah. I just saw, for instance, wasabi Doritos. Have you ever come across those in the grocery store?
I don't like wasabi.
Well, I don't either, but you know all these trendy foods? So, for instance, Oreo hot chocolate's about to hit shelves. And you're like, well, where is it? I found a website that tells you grocery stores that have these hard-to-come-by items.
And it's not a flavor. This is an actual hot chocolate, right?
Yeah, this is like an actual hot chocolate packet. It's going to be Oreo hot chocolate.
What's
which
the
is
website?
Really cool, but it's called The Impulsive Buy. It's a blog about all the new snacks. So if you're a snacker, I like snacks. I like munchies. Yeah. I like to know about these very unhealthy things I can find. The Impulsive Buy. So just a website for you to check out.
See, that one. I like that one, Jenna, right there. The Impulsive Buyer, if you want to see.
Buy
is what has all the stuff that's coming up at your stores. So you can buy the hard-to-find stuff. So we're going to let our Biore strips or charcoal strips sit for a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
And we got $1,000 for a teacher. Coming out. Is that not true?
Yeah, we do, but we're going to be talking to the teacher. We don't want to be talking to the teacher and like ripping our noses off. Yes. Go ahead and take them off.
Trey wants us to be in pain right now. Okay.
Oh, I don't think it's time, but...
Yeah, we got time.
I mean, I don't think it's been 10 minutes.
It hasn't been. I don't think
it's not going to... Well, there you go.
How do I look? How's my nose look?
Well, it looks the same, but...
Oh, yeah, some stuff comes out, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Mine looks like a cool lava lamp thing.
See, I just cleaned my face really good last night.
You have a clean face?
So, well, I mean,
I only got a little on the left.
No, I got a good solid amount. It looks nice. It looks like a porcupine.
I don't know how I feel about you, dirty boy.
I'm a dirty boy. I guess I didn't wash my face thoroughly yesterday. It's a dude thing.
Yeah.
All right, we do have $1,000 for a teacher up for grabs. We choose them at random. You just have to write us. Go to kidnation.com. If you want to nominate a teacher or you're a teacher yourself, let us know how you're an overachiever. But we got one for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we've been asking teachers, what do you need? You know, and we asked you to write in and let us know what you're needing in the classroom, what you do for your students, and we're randomly picking out these letters that you're sending us, mostly because we can't single them out.
I'm telling you, there's so many of them and so many teachers that are in need. We just have to randomly pick a few and try and help them.
Right, because every teacher's in the same situation. They're all spending their own money for supplies at school, and they're all doing the best they can for their students. So we get these letters, we pick one at random, and then we try to hook them up, and this is... the letter for today. Kelly, you have that?
I do. My favorite lessons are the ones where the kids don't know they're learning. I like to create experiences for my students and not just lessons. When my students walk into my room, I love for it to be transformed into whatever we're learning about that day. For example, when I teach my students about constructing a sentence, I turn my room into a construction zone. There's caution tape everywhere, orange cones, plastic construction hats are waiting for them at their seats, and I'm even dressed with a vest on.
Nice.
In groups, I may have cuts of 2x4 wood with words and punctuation on them for my students to construct. Bring fun back into the classroom, I say. My teaching philosophy is based on movement and overall excitement. If your students aren't excited to learn, they never will. I want to revolutionize education by transforming lessons into experiences, but it can get expensive, even the cheap way. If I were to win this amazing prize, I'd be able to afford supplies to fulfill my dream.
Awesome!
And that's from Sarah Warren. She teaches first grade at Bowie Elementary.
And she is on the phone with us right now.
Aww.
Hi, Miss Warren.
Hi, how are you guys?
Awesome. After reading your letter.
I could already tell
you. Oh, my gosh.
You're the teacher that every kid looks forward to having when they're going back to school.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, we really try hard, and I know that my team is really opening up, too. And this could change everything for my school and for everybody at my school. We could use all these supplies and change them. So when I do construction, the next group can do construction, too, with the same stuff.
That's cool.
Well, and you're teaching first grade, right?
Yes.
I think
first grade.
You, along with first, second, third grade teachers, are the most important teachers a child will have in their lifetime, because you are the reason they will get excited about school, and they'll mm-hmm. want to continue to try hard, and they'll want to continue to study. So you are the first line when it comes to getting these kids ready for school, and I want to thank you for that.
You'll definitely be one of those teachers that kids remember.
That's the thing. I only remember the teachers that did things like this
that made me
forget that I'm learning something, because they actually did projects that made it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make it like real life, you know, because not everything's going to be like a classroom. You make it real life. You make them real life experiences. And that's why we're happy to let you know that your letter has won the $1,000 Visa gift card to help get your classroom back.
Yay!
Oh my God, that's so amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no, no, thank you.
Oh,
Ms.
you deserve it.
And we're also going to...
My kids are going to love this.
And since you're doing a lot of writing, we're going to throw in some Pilot G2s, friction clicker erasable ink pens. Because, you know, first graders, they make a couple mistakes. They got to be able to erase stuff. So that's why we're hooking you up with that.
Yeah, are you a pen snob? I am.
I am, yes. I think a lot of teachers are.
Yeah.
I love those flare pens, too. Colors.
Good.
So what are the first graders learning today?
Well, today we're still doing adjectives. So right now we have like a box with a hole in it, and they have to stick their hand through and feel something and have to use their words to describe things, because it's hard.
That's really cool.
They have a hard time trying to describe things, so they've got to live it.
What made you want to get into teaching?
Well, my whole family, they're all teachers, and then I always said I was never going to be a teacher. And then I realized I had a hard time in education, and I wanted to change it. I wanted to change the look of education and how standards are, and I want to bring more life into it and make it easy for kids. It shouldn't have to be a painful thing, when a lot of kids have bad home lives. So,
You are our teacher of the day, Ms. Sarah Warren at Elementary School.
Thank you guys so much.
And you show people that if you want to change something because you didn't have a good experience, instead of sitting back and complaining about it, you went into that environment and you changed it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Thank you, guys. This means the world to me.
Oh, I just love you.
No. I do, too. I'm so glad we picked your letter.
I'm going to transfer my son to Bowie Elementary School.
Yeah,
do it.
Ms. Warren, congratulations. Enjoy your $1,000 and your Pilot G2s, okay?
Thank you so much.
If you're a teacher, not too late to get in on this. Go to kidnation.com and just tell us what you need and what you do to be an overachiever in the classroom. Again, that's kidnation.com, and we'll try to select another winner for next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it's Friday. Who's excited for Friday?
Me.
I'm excited for Friday.
Oh, me.
And a lot of us probably going to be heading off to the theaters this weekend to check out the movies that are out. That's why we bring in our friend Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com to tell us what's up with those movies and if they're worth our money, or should we wait for them to come out on video and DVD and all that good stuff. Hi, Gray.
Hey, I'm going to say mostly wait.
Oh. Great. It's been a very, very, very slow month, it feels like, with movies.
Right?
You know, it looks like to me that this month and even next month is going to be pretty quiet, but then we go into warp speed. So just keep the faith.
Okay.
Just hang in there with me, because remember that I do this for a living and have to sit through this, so you don't have to.
That's why we bring you on the show, Gray.
Good point.
Because you do the tough part.
Happy to be here. Hashtag blessed.
What's coming out this weekend?
Not a whole lot of noteworthy things, and mostly stuff that I haven't even seen. So I'm going to talk about it like I know anything about it, but ultimately we'll breeze through. First of all, there's a movie called Till Death Do Us Part.
I thought there was already a movie called that.
Probably is. there's probably a lot about this movie that you've already seen.
Oh boy.
So Stephen Bishop from Becoming Mary Jane is a husband, and at first he seems rich and awesome and hot, and then all of a sudden he tells his movie wife how to wear her hair for an event.
No. That's where it all starts, Gray.
We don't do that?
No, you do not.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, you absolutely do not. Learn a lesson, because this is not going to go well for Stephen Bishop. So he's abusive. He's a bad guy.
Mm.
And then she escapes. His wife escapes. His movie wife gets out of there. And then she runs into
Tay Diggs, Tay Diggs, Tay Diggs.
All right. What's my man Tay Tay up to?
Oh, my God. He is up to get... He is giving this woman her groove back again.
Ooh.
How many cinematic women has Tay Diggs given their groove back to?
Not enough.
14.
Wait, so this is like sleeping with the enemy?
It is, exactly. And so... The things don't go exactly as planned because movie wife is not hiding as well as she should be, et cetera, et cetera. You can imagine how this one pans out. So it did not screen. So I've seen a little bit of it. I'm working my way through, but you already know what you're getting with this one. And speaking of which, you will also know what you're getting with the remake of Flatliners.
Why are they doing this? Exactly.
I think that they're doing it because back, you know, more than a couple decades ago, this was an interesting idea. It was a bunch of med students that figured out, and the med students are played by actors like Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts, like before they were super duper famous.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure out how to kill themselves, but just for a minute to see what it's like. And they bring themselves back to life. And that's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah.
And as I recall, the movie was, it was kind of like, so it wasn't so bad. It was good, but it was kind of like a trashy novel.
It was good though. I mean, we all loved it.
Right. It was very popular and cool concept, cool effects, scary. And so this one stars Ellen Page and Nina Dobrev from the Vampire Diaries, and then some other guy who I recognize but don't recognize. It's one of those movies, and they didn't screen it for critics.
Ooh, this one didn't screen either.
No, it didn't screen, and I was actually genuinely disappointed, and I wonder how they're updating the story to make it feel modern, because to me, if a modern-day medical student isn't going to kill themselves with their cell phone, then I don't know how they're going to do it.
That's very true.
We live in a different world, guys. So this one didn't screen. Proceed with caution, unfortunately. And all Ellen Page fans who just really want her to have another Juno, maybe this is it. I don't know. I'm being optimistic.
I love Juno.
But probably not.
Probably not. And then finally, the movie that I did see this weekend, thank God for letting me do my job, Hollywood, is American Made.
American Made.
Oh, yes. This is the one I actually was considering seeing.
Oh, good. Well, this stars Tom Cruise, so you really can't go wrong on a certain level. And his director for this movie is Doug Liman, and together they did Edge of Tomorrow, which is an incredibly underrated movie, super duper good. And together, they make this story really fantastic.
Great.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, so it is a true story that is so ridiculous at every turn that you find yourself wondering how it could possibly have happened in real life.
Better than Blow?
I think it's way better than Blow. I wasn't a huge fan of Blow.
Oh, get out.
Blow was a little slow at times.
First, you like Mother, and then you don't like Johnny Depp and Blow. And
yeah. Blow Blue.
I didn't get Blow either, though.
You know what, Jenna? This is just how we keep our relationship saucy, okay?
I guess so. But it looks like not many people like Mother either.
No, absolutely not. And that's exactly what I knew when I first saw it. But I got to tell you, I stand by it, and I love that we're all disagreeing about it. Because right. Most of the time, movies are flatliners. It's like you see it, and you're like, whatever,
that was
a movie.
Right.
And I like the fact that we can argue about something, and we are both right.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong when it comes to movies.
How come husbands and wives can't do that?
We do it all the time in my house. We have a very special way of making it.
But, Greg, you're mostly right, right?
Of course.
Yeah, we know that. Come on.
So, American Made tells us the story of a guy who's just a TWA pilot, and he's doing all right. Then he gets hired by the CIA to take photos of bad guys in other countries. And he still feels like he's kind of getting the shaft from the CIA. Like, he's still not making that much money for all the risk that he's putting out there. So he starts doing deals with Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, he's pretty small time.
Yeah, right. All these like, you know, teeny tiny drug dealers. Absolutely not. These are really huge, like Medellin cartel people.
he's all over Central and South America, and pretty soon, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but it is crazy. It's a crazy story. It's so exciting. It has tons of energy. Tom Cruise is really good in it. I thought at first in the trailers, it looked like Tom Cruise was just doing his best Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
And in fact, he really isn't. It's his own thing, and he's running with it. So this is a great choice for this weekend. Our critics say it's 85%.
All right. Oh, 85% on the run.
No, that's really good.
On the tomato meter. That's perfect. So you got two movies that you got to proceed with caution because they didn't screen, Till Death Do Us Part and Flatliners. And then you got American Made, which anything with American on it is always going to be good.
America.
Okay,
America.
I'm going to go see that tonight.
Yeah.
USA.
USA. USA. And Tom Cruise. All right. Great Dragos. Pleasure talking to you this week.
Likewise. God bless America and God bless you guys.
All right, we'll talk to you.
God bless you, Greg.
We'll talk to you next week. That's Greg from RottenTomatoes.com.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.